Now, you know, we're traveling over a major kingdom bridge or spiritual bridge. I don't know what the percentage would be, but by not properly understanding the ministry of angels, a lot of spiritual insight and help been held back from the church. So this is apostolic and prophetic that we want to open up the ministry of angels in the spirit realm. In other words, I ask you the question, how long you will say before you knew the real power of the Holy Spirit in the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I went for years. And the angels are the same way. Isn't that something? By not knowing they were majorly used in the scriptures. They are ministering spirits. And the Lord is teaching us now, this morning, a lot of stuff going to come out this morning. He's teaching us about how to yield to the spirit of these ministering spirits. They were there at Jesus' birth. They're the one who convinced Joseph to take Mary as his wife. And she was pregnant. And so there's a lot of major part in your life that have never been touched. And in these teachings, what they're going to do, they're going to open up a whole lot of other doors, a whole lot of understanding of the spirit world. I want you, ministering spirit, I want you to see them as a major part of your life, a major part of what God have called the church to do. We cannot efficiently carry out the mission without angels. You know, I've been in ministry a long time. A lot of y'all been here a long time. But the Holy Spirit, about 4:30 this morning, woke me up and started talking to me about how important it is. So I need you to set a rack that we can hang this revelation on. And so you're going to have to, by being here for prayer, you can be more open to revelation. Revelation need a channel to go through. It cannot handle a sense realm. So that's why we pray in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, it will cause you to get in the spirit. So apostolically and prophetically, you are called to help me accomplish this. And that's why you're here this morning. So I need some of y'all to come to the altar. We're going to pray that we be open to I would like to say a larger part of the spirit world, because there's so many millions of angels ready to go to work for you personally, for the assignment that God have given the body of Christ. But it should change your life extensively. And so it's so important that when the Lord is speaking, we have somebody to hear. All right? And the Lord speak in the spirit, so you got to be able to hear in the spirit. Now, I know we got the physical man, you know, we got up this morning, that physical man, but you got to shift, keep shifting. He'll take you out of it. That's why we're here this morning for prayer. All right? So we're just know what we're doing. We're opening the atmosphere for a major flow of the spirit that we have not majorly seen. Now, we've got to understand, it's not about just about us. We're dealing with the whole world. We're dealing with different countries, different people, different places. You know, just pray Hebrews 1:14. Hebrews 1:14. Meditate that and pray along that line. So it's so powerful, and it have you open. You'll be open for what the Holy Spirit wants to put out this morning. So this is serious business. You being here is real serious to God. And that's why I'm here to pray with you. We need to set the atmosphere up. The angels have been waiting on us to acknowledged him. That's powerful, man. You sure the Hebrews 1:14 said? Look at it again. I want you to see what it's saying, actually saying. Talked about an angel. That's very important. We're talking about millions and millions of spiritual help that the church have not used. There ain't nobody. And only the Holy Spirit can bring it across. No man can bring it, no woman, only the Holy Spirit. So you set in the atmosphere for that, the supernatural. A large part of the supernatural has been left out because of not respect for angels, or not revelation, that's the word, revelation of angels. The Holy Spirit want to give us revelation of angels, because the angels are assigned to help the Holy Spirit. Help God. Isn't that something? And your natural mind, not your senses, your religious spirit, your ritual, your routine, is not going to be able to receive this. Not going to be able to receive it. There's an exaltation, there's a elevation in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Right now. And you'll be a major part of it. Because not only will you be ministered to, but you'll start ministering from a different dimension by divine angelic assistance. Now, I know the angels all over the world are happy, and they have gathered. They are in here this morning because they want to be known. You follow what I'm saying? And their job has been held back. Now, I'm going to use a word. Now, let me talk to me. By ignorance. And by revelation, this morning we want to turn them loose. You've gone through some stuff you didn't need to go through. By yourself. See, so the whole spiritual setup, God is a spirit, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and that 14th voice, ministering spirit. Now you know who did that, right? Satan. He didn't want us to know this. See? The last fiery furnace you went through in your life. Angels could have been there to put the fire out. You follow me? And that there's no, I'm trying to finish, there's no jealousy in the spirit realm. It's a setup. And we have left out a major part. Some battles you fought, you didn't even have to fight. That angel would have fought it for you. Let's lift our hand and begin to pray. In your note, write this in your note, in your praying. A large part of the spirit world has been shut down. We are called to release it. A large part of the spirit world has been shut down and by the enemy, or hidden by the enemy, and by revelation, the Lord have given us the assignment to release that large spiritual part of the supernatural. So a lot of supernatural things, the miracles and signs and wonders will start happening because we're here praying and we're preaching about it. So I want you to get that a large part of the spirit world has been shut down. Isn't that something? And just think about it. He says, we are called to release it. Now, I really never heard the angel ministry. I did a lot of studying to really release like it should be released. All right? So pray along that line. Shout out, old Bob. Here, write this down. The Holy Ghost is helping us to stir angels up. Write it down. I want you to have that in your note when you're praying. The Holy Ghost is helping us to stir angels up. Major part of the spirit world. All right, well, while you're praying, you're letting the Holy Ghost help you to stir angels up. All right, right. Angels' revelations are being released in the hearts of believers. Angels' revelations are being released in the hearts of the believers. The next one is major problems are being crippled by the power of angels right now. Major problem. You got any problem, it's being crippled right now by the power of the angel. And then the next one I want you to have while you're praying these few minutes, I heard the Spirit of God say, heaven is in an uproar. Heaven is in an uproar because the ministry of angels are being seen and released. And it put heaven in an uproar because heaven know now and get a whole lot more accomplished in your life and in your ministry. Notice I say your ministry, that you can do a better job, all right? Go ahead. I don't want you to miss it. I think they're having a little difficulty back there with their internet. They're working on it now. But I don't want you to miss this now, because I want you to have these things in your archive of the Spirit. I might mention them when I first opened what we did, what happened in prayer. But heaven is in an uproar. And the reason heaven is in an uproar, some things you couldn't accomplish. You're going to be able to accomplish. Now notice we're going to finish praying, but this ain't no regular deal here. This is apostolic and prophetic. It's a government. It's a spiritual government being released fully in your life. You got the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit push angel. So your life shouldn't remain the same. Pay attention. Don't play around in here. A lot of stuff going on. And there's a lot of, oh my. There's a lot of promotion coming. There's a lot of promotion coming. And so get ready to flow. He promoting you to promote him. You follow what I'm saying? And you're going to walk in a different dimension. You're going to talk in a different dimension. Your faith going to be stronger. Your word's going to be more powerful. Because I think we oh my kuntala. I think we're getting the whole force of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not jealous. No, because the Father sent, just like he sent the Holy Spirit, he sent ministering spirit. They work together. A lot of fire that interrupts in your life gonna be put out by the angel. Hallelujah. Come on, let's finish praying. Go ahead, child of the Lord. All right, here's the last one. Now, the phases are phrases of your life, where this one is about to be changed. It has such divine unction on. I'm going to give it to you. Is it possible? Write that down. Is it possible that the Holy Ghost and angels flow together in your life at the same time? Is it possible that the Holy Ghost and angels flow in your life at the same time? Yes, it is. But you got to know it. So you leave here with the revelation that the Holy Spirit and angels are ordained by God to flow in my life in every situation. You can't leave here the same. With that type of revelation, with that type of anointing, with that type of insight, with the Father speaking to us like this morning, you can't leave, and we're not through. You can't leave here this morning in the same position. There's so many, I'm trying to close. There are so many oppositions that you're about to shut down. You tried to shut it down with prayer. You tried to shut it down by quoting the word, but you left the angels out. They're a major part of the spirit world. They were taken out of the church in the mindset of unapostolic pulpits, including mine. But the Lord is bringing them back now. It's all right to say, Minister Spirit, take care of that for me. Not 1,000. There's 1,000,000 just awake for you. You imagine having 1,000,000 angels working on your situation. Y'all better come out the sense realm and hear what the Spirit of God is saying. We're closed. Tell 3 people I'm about to fly.